You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
What's for lunch today?
Alphabet Soup.
Soup, soup, soup. Alphabet soup.
I made it special.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
It's alphabet soup.
We call it alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup. Because we make it a lot with alphabet shaped pasta.
The letters are now twice as big.
Whatever's fun, little stars, little letters. Sometimes I will use
alligator, big bear,
snake. Campbell's alphabet soup.
Soup from a can? Disgusting!
Good morning and welcome to Alphabet Soup. The title of today's episode is Resistance by Existence. A unique power of musical storytelling is how it can be used to describe a human experience and generate empathy and understanding. Such is the case for our first album of today, a human first-hand account of resistance and the steps and strength it takes to overcome. From 2022, this is Watton by Ace and Abby.
From your father with a face full of dollars, we've been making starboard. I don't even know my name. You took me from your mother, took me from your sister. Oh, brother, I don't even know my.
Oh,
Asanabi is an OG Cree artist from Sandy Lake First Nation in Northern Ontario, and his path to becoming a musician was anything but what I would call typical or expected. His first break in his music career came after submitting a music video to the Indigenous Music Summit, a video competition which had a $140 entrance fee, which Asanabi covered after trading a cryptocurrency called Asscoin. From there, his rise has been exponential, and his sound is just undeniable. After signing a record deal, Asanabi released this album, Watton, as his debut in 2022. The release notes for this album describe it as a work of renewal and reconnection, and that theme is evident all over the tracklist. The songs are placed around 9 untitled interludes, which consist of conversations that he had with his grandfather. The conversations really focus on that theme of reconnecting and rebuilding, around language and names. Specifically, the album's name, Watton, is his grandfather's birth name, a name that was taken away from him when he was forced to attend residential school in northwestern Ontario.
I had no trouble with the kids. And I told them just have to watch themselves if they to speak English when there was somebody around. And to keep their language. We're going to lose our language, I told them. Because you're going to be in trouble if they hear you talking the language. Yeah, I told them our language. Ojibwe and Ojibwe.
And I see you begging to
Watton by Asanabe is important because it defines a phrase that's pretty essential for understanding Canadian history. It's the words cultural genocide. It's a term that's had increased usage in the last few years, but Watton presents a story that strips away any abstractness and tells you exactly what that means. Cultural genocide is when Asanabe's birth name was Evan Pang because his mother thought that it would be safer for him to pass as Asian. The album pulls all of those ideas into very clear focus, the ways that colonialism can restrict and define people's existence. But the album also provides the other side of this, the antidote, which is exactly what these interludes are. Speaking between generations, reconnecting and rediscovering information that would otherwise be lost. A recurring idea in Watton by Asanabe is fire. In the literal sense, fire is something important to Indigenous cultures. It serves a variety of spiritual and environmental purposes. But as a visual metaphor, fire can also represent the bringing back or resistance. It can start out as small as just a spark, but with attention, care, and effort, it can grow into something transformative.
You need, leave what you can. What she told me and took my hand. We'll brave the river, wait out the storm. Hold on, I'll keep you warm. Thank you.
was Watton by Isanabe. Art created by a marginalized or oppressed group of people can be an act of resistance just as a matter of creating it. Sometimes that work and the personality behind it is so powerful that its impression is felt for generations. Such is the case with our second album of today, from 1967, it's Silk and Soul by Nina Simone.
When your God has got his hat and made himself hard to find, it doesn't mean you should go crazy. It could be that way sometime. Find yourself another love who will treat you good and kind. Return the love he gives to you. It also be that way sometime, baby. Yes, it does. Baby, yes it does. Baby, yes it does. Baby, yes it does. Baby, when you think you've found love and you have peace of mind, somebody else steals his heart. Yes, it also be that way sometimes. Of this world drive you slowly out of your mind. Just smile, look at the problem and say, be that way sometime. Baby, yes it does. Baby, yes it does. Baby, yes it does now.
It's impossible to cover the legacy of an artist like Nina Simone on a show like this. There are other longer form literary or documentary works that can do that much better. Instead, I want to just focus on the content of these few songs and this album, Silk and Soul. It's an album that covers the sort of multitudes of being someone whose art is resistance. It's joyful, it's sad, it has a cry for empathy, and it's angry. I think these ideas are best displayed on her cover of the Billy Taylor song, I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Nina's voice here gives it so much of the emotion and meaning that it needs. She's personally lamenting her situation and dreaming about how it would feel to fly away from all of the things that are dragging her down. But it's the way she gives that line in the middle of the song where she says, I wish you could know what it means to be me, that sticks out to me every time that I listen to this. The song is asking for freedom, but really, it's asking for empathy.
Say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free. I wish I could give all I'm longing to give. I wish I could live like I'm longing to live. I wish I could do all the things that I can do, though I'm way overdue. I'd be starting anew. Well, I wish I could be like a bird in the sky. How sweet it would be if out my heart I could fly. I'd soar to the sun and look down at the sea. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know, yeah. And I'd sing, 'cause I know, yeah. Then I'd sing, 'cause I know.
Nina Simone's legacy is cemented as an iconic participant in the history of music and civil rights. And it's albums like Silk and Soul that remind us that those two things are kind of one and the same. Music is an expression and documentation of human experience. It's a creator of connection and empathy. Two things that Nina understood were some of the strongest weapons against discrimination and racism.
I think what you're trying to ask is, why am I so insistent upon giving out to them that blackness, that black power, that black pushing them to identify with black culture? I think that's what you're asking. It's I have no choice over it. In the first place, to me, we are the most beautiful creatures in the whole world, black people. I mean, and I mean that in every sense, outside and inside. And to me, we have a culture that is surpassed by no other civilization, but we don't know anything about it. So again, I think I've said this before in the same interview, I think at some time before, my job is to somehow make them curious enough or persuade them by hook or crook to get more aware of themselves and where they came from and what they are into and what is already there, and just to bring it out. This is what compels me to compel them, and I will do it by whatever means necessary.
And now we are one. Let my search of you. So that someday I could give birth to love, joy, 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 joy. Joy and peace is mine, peace divine. And now it is done at peace forever.
That was Silk and Soul by Nina Simone. The struggle for human equality and freedom is global and ongoing, and there might not be a better reminder of this than the events of the past year in Gaza. Some works of art have the ability to face down the most powerful emotions, help process, and share them. One such piece was just released in September of 2024. This is Dunya by Mustafa.
Eyes are red, but you're high and I'm crying. You're trying to forget, but it hits me every time. You pray next to me, right hand holds your left sleeve, turning our heads gently, cause when it ends we fight. And in that warm winter I withered, I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like. Promise me.
By this point, Mustafa's face and words are fairly well known, not just to the Canadian music scene, but the wider world. Since a video of him at 12 years old performing his own poem, A Single Rose, introduced him to the world.
People at the back, I hope I'm pretty loud, and people over there, can you get in the crowd? Listen, I'm not here to be lying spitting.
Mustafa Ahmed has now gone on to be a collaborator of The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, Charlotte Day Wilson, and Omar Apollo. But here in 2024, on his new album, Dunya, Mustafa is more personal, devoted, and emotional than ever. The title of the album means life in Arabic. And for Mustafa, there's quite a lot of meaning tied up in that word. He's described this album as being, quote, about the moments leading up to people's deaths, exploring the space before that. By the time Dunya was released, that phrase had a lot of weight for Mustafa. In July of 2023, his brother was shot and killed in a neighborhood of Toronto, just blocks from where they grew up. I think that search for strength and hope in the face of an overwhelming tragedy is central to a lot of the songs on Dunya. And speaking on that relating to the release of this album, it seems like a question that's not fully resolved for Mustafa. He said, quote, I think that I feel increasingly hopeless about the kind of grief that I feel. I literally have nightmares every single night.
I will stay up through the morning, I'll be on my knees. My God, I can't sleep without you, God, in my dreams. I can't draw you, I can't paint you, oh, my eyes are weak. Oh, tell me what to think, oh, tell me what to see. I'll go anywhere to bring you closer to me. Speak to you, God. They whisper and I hear what they say. And not go away. But I ain't going back home. Where Father God is raised from. Where all the black magic awaits. And I questioned it, I questioned your ways. Why my arm gave up her life. Why my heart always swayed. And you know I was so always ashamed. Prepared for this trial, all my trials in the grave. I'll go anywhere to bring you closer to me. Thank you.
Mustafa connects his personal experience with death and his own grief to the collective grief of a people. One piece of this album that has attracted a lot of attention is the music video for the song Gaza is Calling. The video stars Palestinian-American Bella Hadid. It might feel natural to assume that the song is written about the destruction that has taken place over the past year. But in fact, Mustafa wrote the song in 2020. The song is about a Palestinian friend of his growing up and the memories of their time together. When October 7th happened, Mustafa felt conflicted about releasing the video. He said, quote, "I didn't want to try and maximize the attention on myself, so I didn't release it in the height of what was happening. It just didn't feel right to me." In the end, he said it was because of the encouragement of Bella Hadid herself to release the video. He quoted her saying, "I think people need it." There are a lot of big and complex emotions on Dunya, and many ways to interpret all of its aspects. Hope can be hard to come by, and even Mustafa seems to be in an unsteady emotional crossroads. But what he's made certain of is that this moment and this emotional state is documented and marked in history.
About you passing, ooh. How have you found my love without me asking? Or in the hometown that you abandoned, hell for your hell, where you only imagine a life of love was more than the sentence. Your mother keeps asking where you have gone to stay, why you have gone away. No, are you wearing thin? Any room you're in is where God is remembered. Any door you open, the angels will enter. And if I ever plead, you pray through the night so that God intercedes, so that God intercedes. But I wanna know who you were in your mother's home. I wanna know, what did you ever do wrong? Colors did you love before the black, before the thorns? No, I lose my ground when I think about you passing. Oh, how have you found my lungs without me asking? Did you leave her back there? Did you leave her back there? Did you leave your dreams there? Did you leave your dreams there?
That was Dunya by Mustafa. Thank you for listening to Alphabet Soup. If you liked what you heard on today's show, be sure to tune in next week for more. If you'd like to listen to past episodes of the show, you can find them on radio.cfrc.ca/programs. The show is written, edited, and produced by me at CFRC in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Hayden, and I'll see you next week.
Homecoming is just a couple days away. get ready for a weekend packed with fun, memories, and excitement. Whether you're looking to reconnect, celebrate, or just enjoy the festivities, there's something for everyone. Don't miss out. Find all the details and plan your perfect weekend at queensu.ca/alumni/homecoming.
The challenges our online spaces present, like online hate and the spread of misinformation. But how can the average person make our online world more positive? Studies have shown it takes just 10% of the people in a community to set its values. We're all digital citizens, and we all have a role to play. Join Media Smarts, Canada's Center for Digital Media Literacy, on October 23rd for Digital Citizen Day to help make our online world a better place to be. Visit digitalcitizenday.ca to find out how you can make a difference.
watching the day go by.
Where does one go when one needs to get away from oneself, babe? Can I step into smoke machine?
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
From yet another one, better keep turning the pages for the story to run. Hope you find your way through the highs and lows. Life is a pot of gold down in my mother's soul, and I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you.
Too late to rectify.
Austin, this is your indie wake-up call.
Playing anything new and everything indie. Garage rock, hip-hop, folk, punk, and electropop. New, Canadian, and even local. Indie Wake-Up handles your morning. Here for you, Kingston. Weekday mornings from 8 to 10. On the one, the only, CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
It is just past 11 a.m. here on CFRC 101.9.